growing up on all that music was really interesting for me because it really opened my fucking mind, man. I don't know if I hadn't had rap music, I don't know, as a middle-class white kid, you know, that I would have been exposed. I don't know how long it would have taken me to be exposed to the truth. I think it helped in the lifting of the veil. I don't know how long it would have taken me if I didn't have rap music to realize that there was a whole hell of a lot of bullshit that was being...
Rap has done that for a lot of... I mean, it does that definitely for people of color, but I know you hear that some testimonies from white people. It becomes, you know,
music is amazing in that regard. You know what I mean? It's like you wonder sometimes, I wonder sometimes, how people can be fans of rap music.
What, but not fan of black people? Or fan of our culture, or fan of wearing our clothes, or fan of selling rags for $10 million, or can't they fall for that?
If empathy and connection doesn't come with it, then what's the goddamn point?
I was born, imagine that. With all the other pieces across the map, it was Charlottetown. And I was that. Then I got a job, we moved out, facts, my hopes are packed up. Way out east of this land, so spent one more life, left behind like out of sight, yeah, out of mind. Left to grind here on my own, saw the taste and I took him home, whoa. Like two shots straight to the dome, and I knew one did rock microphone, and it was something different, but I had listening, cause I had under reference to make all the time, and I didn't have religion, but I did, that the wisdom of it that was different from a young white. I see something finds you when it looks you in the eyes, grips you in the soul like you're hypnotized, scripts revised, big surprise, shit gave you to train you, it's twisted lies, resist supplies, make your own, rep your set, make it known, keep it funky to the bone, like ice cream said, once again it's own. The origins of this are important, so I study them, I listen to the albums, the music was a covenant, if I could be a guest in the house of hip hop, speak the gospel until my heart stops, the culture made me rock, disciple, beat generation, Herman Michael, commit to the cycle, mile by mile, it's on you, drive by style.
False reality being spun for us, and we're asking to participate. And very young, I started rejecting that, and it got me in a lot of trouble. It got me kicked out of schools. You know, my life shaken up to a point where, you know, and I kind of went a little crazy. Even I feel like I had a period of time where I felt a real rush of having this thing lifted and being like, fuck, it's all a lie.
Every lie we tell incurs a debt to the truth. Sooner or later, that debt is paid.